Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this lesson on the gut-brain connection. And as you get comfortable, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the history of this lesson. So what you'll need to do is rest on the floor comfortably, preferably on the ground so that you've got some padding underneath of you, carpet or a few blankets. You can do this in your bed, but I would suggest I'm always in preference to a firmer surface so that you can feel the context of your body against the ground. So as you get comfortable and you tune into whether you want your legs bent or long, feet standing or feet resting on the floor, just tune in and listen to your breath and notice that as I give you a little history. This lesson was inspired by a colleague of mine, Eleanor Silverstein. And she is a Feldenkrais colleague, specializes in working with animals, actually, and also very specialized in working with children with severe movement disorders and problems in terms of functioning in daily life. So autism, cerebral palsy, severe anxiety. And one of the areas that she really addresses is the gut and the health of the gut. And she does this via lots of good nutritional advice. She's a very big advocate for healthy whole eating, eating lots of good probiotic bacteria, fermented foods, lots of whole foods, grains that are healthy, vegetables, meats that are healthy, all that stuff. And she also really focuses on the quality in which the guts work. So how the guts flow in the correct direction at the right speed. And when our nervous system is off, specifically too when the vagus nerve, that nerve that comes out of our brainstem that governs our parasympathetic nervous system pathways, when that system is a little off kilter, it can really influence the way in which your gut works. So it can be the cause of a lot of grief if you have a dysregulated nervous system, or if it works really well, it can make it such that you're not even really aware of your gut and it just does what it wants to do. So my hope is that the latter is what we're striving for here today. So one thing too, as we're going through this, make sure that you pause when you need to. If you feel any impulses to have to go to the washroom, then please pause this lesson. Go do that, come back. So you want to listen to your own internal system and be very tuned into it. If you feel that something is becoming too intense, you stop, you pause, you take a rest, you come back to this later. It's very delicate what we're going to be doing, but it can be very powerful as well. So to begin, just feel the ground under you. Feel the ground under you and notice the pressures that you make with the floor. Just an overall snapshot. And also notice what parts are heavy. What parts are heavy? What parts are lifted away from the floor? Are there some areas that are very elevated that aren't touching? There's always going to be something that isn't touching the ground. The back of the neck, typically, back of the ankles, by the Achilles tendons. Usually in our culture with more stiffness in the pelvis and hamstring, the knee joints, usually the back of our knees don't touch. Tune into the area behind the lower back. And even that area that is behind the abdomen, behind the guts, behind your belly. What's the quality of contact there? And I'll just have you monitor that as we go on. All right, Right. So the digestive tract, as you know, it starts high up on yourself, up near the mouth. But the gut and the digestion and the flow, it even starts before the mouth. It starts with our senses, right? You smell some good food being cooked, or you think about your dinner that you're looking forward to, and it can start the salivation process in the mouth. So just maybe tune into that part of yourself. You could think of some food that you really enjoy. Maybe you've just eaten, so maybe there's some food sitting in your stomach that's being processed right now. So we're all going to be at a very different point right now, depending on the time of day, etc. And this connection between the gut and the brain is important because the neural pathways, the nerve pathways that go from your gut to the brain are much greater and higher than the nerve pathways that go from the brain to the gut. So I'll say that again, because it's quite important. The amount of nerve pathways that go from your gut, so there's all these nerves that innervate your viscera, your guts, there's a much higher concentration and number of nerves that go from that area upwards to your brain that inform your brain. So it's like the gut is in some weird way our first brain. It lets us know when things are off. It can be that sixth sense, that intuitive gut knowing. That's why we say we have a gut feeling. It's because so much feeling is in our guts. And then the connections from the brain down to the gut are about 20%. We want to have a healthy, happy digestive system so that our entire being can be in a good state. And often when this improves, a lot of other stuff improves too. All right, so just sort of tune in first to your breath and bring, you're going to be using your fingers and your hands for this lesson. So you're going to bring them up to your face. You're just going to feel your cheeks. And I'm doing it right now, so my cheeks are being pushed. But right now you might be pushing in a very hard way, and that's not the case here. You want to do this in a very gentle way. And it would be the feeling of the size, if you think of a grape, like the fruit, a grape, like a green grape. If you had a grape resting on your skin, that would be the amount of pressure. So it's very minimal. So just feel the cheeks. Of course, you're on your back, so your hands are in front of you and you're having to lift them up. Your head and neck is completely relaxed on the ground. So just feel the mouth, the cheek area, feel the lips even with these fingers, with this grape pressure. And as you do this, ensure that the thumbs and your pinky fingers are completely relaxed, meaning they're not lifted up and on alert. So just feel the mouth, just feel the lips, the skin around the lips, beneath the nose, on the chin. And so this is sort of, in a sense, where our digestion starts. We would have food go in, and then it would go into our esophagus, our food tube. So you walk the fingers down the front of the neck. And that food tube is resting in that area. We're not going to be super specific about it. Just know that it's there, because you can't touch it. But you can intend to touch it. You can feel in through the skin, in through the structures of your throat. It's obviously in front of your vertebra. So you're walking your hands down, and you're walking them like as if a little spider was walking down your neck, but it's your fingers. And you walk them down, so you're not dragging them down, and you're not pressing them in. It's this soft, gentle touch. And you're going to walk the hands, the fingers, it's the fingers, down the throat, and you're going to find your chest where the chest bone would be, your sternum. And you just tune in. You imagine under that is your esophagus. You walk the fingers down, thumbs are relaxed. And at the end of the sternum, where you no longer feel that bone, the breastbone, there's going to be a little softness there. And it's around that area that the food tube then veers into the stomach. And the stomach is to your left. So you're going to walk the fingers down. And then just where it gets soft, just beneath that chest bone, you're going to walk the fingers to your left. And in that vicinity is your stomach. And hopefully by now you've looked at a photo that I've provided of the digestive system. So you have an idea of where that stomach is. So you just walk the fingers, gentle fingers like a grape, to your left. And you kind of feel beneath the ribs a little bit, beneath the ribs on the left, walking the fingers around and just imagining your stomach there, because it is there. It is there. And you just imagine it, and you imagine it's, if there's food in there, you could visualize that, but know that in this organ, this is where we want lots of good hydrochloric acid to be released. It's good for the stomach. We don't want it anywhere else but that in our body, in there, breaking down food, ensuring that it breaks up into good liquid so that it can then be released into the intestines. So maybe just with one or two breaths, you tune into that with your fingers, just walking. It's almost like a little dance around the stomach. And then you're going to come back to the middle to where it's soft, right? So you're beneath the sternum now, well beneath the sternum. And then you're going to imagine that stomach emptying like a little faucet, like a little drip, 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 because that's what happens. This food that's been pulverized by the acid, it's now called chyme or chyme, and it's going to drip into your small intestine. Intestines, there's lots of them. And just continue with this ease of your fingers to walk through the small intestines. And of course, it makes up this a large area of your abdomen. So you see that in your mind's eye because you've seen a photo of it. And you just walk a little left, a little right, across the midline to the right, a little down. Like a little spider with these fingers of yours, with the pressure of a grape, very soft and very attentive. Walking down, down, down. You find your belly button. You still feel your connection to the ground. Your breath should be easy. Feel if your jaw is getting tense. If the jaw is getting tense, find a way to allow that tension to drop a bit. So you find your belly button, and then about an inch and a half down towards your pubic bone and to the right, you're going to walk your fingers to the right. So if you find your belly button, you go down about an inch and a half with these soft fingers, and then you walk your fingers to the right about an inch and a half. And around that space is going to be the valve that opens into your large intestine, the colon, the other word that we call it. And in this large intestine, all the food that's gone into the small intestine, all the chyme has been, all the vitamins and minerals have been sucked into the small intestine. That's what the small intestine is for. It drinks up all the good vitamins and minerals from that liquid food. And then by the time it gets here to this large intestine, it's ready to do its final walk, its final path. So in this large intestine, it starts on the right of your front. You're going to walk the hands up the right front of your abdomen. It's not very far, just to beneath your ribs. Then you're going to walk the fingers across. So you go up what's called the ascending colon. You cross over the transverse colon. And then you walk the hand down. You walk the fingers down the descending colon. And about belly button level, you're going to do a diagonal movement to your midline downwards towards your pubic bone. So you walk your fingers on the left side diagonally down towards your pubic bone. And that's the final path the descending colon makes, which then enters the now very digested food. Water has been drawn out of this the contents, and it is now ready to go into the rectum, which is the holding tank, really, for feces. And then from there, the rectum enters into the anus, and then that's where we would eliminate and have a bowel movement, is from that point. So that's the full flow of the digestive system. So just take a moment right now to rest. Let the hands rest. Perhaps let them rest on your belly. Maybe one hand on the lower abdomen, another hand on the upper. And just let yourself breathe and let yourself feel the floor under you. And maybe even tune in to whether or not you still feel the same contact with your lower back and the ground. Is there anything different in how you feel the contact just from this first pass through? So we're going to repeat this, and I'm going to again stress how important it is for the fingers to be so soft, so gentle, like the weight of a grape. Fingers relaxed, they're draping down, they're hanging down onto your body. So the thumbs and the pinky fingers are not elevated or lifted, they're resting. They're limp. That's one of the best ways to put it. They're very limp. So we'll start at the mouth. And you'll walk the fingers around, feel the mouth. I'm doing this with you, by the way, as I do it. So the mouth, gentle fingers, front of the neck, imagining that food tube descending down behind the chest bone to the soft spot beneath the chest bone, going to the left, the stomach, imagining all that healthy acid in the stomach that's there to help you digest your food. Walking the fingers a little to the left. Just tuning in, seeing if there's any tender spots that are brought to your attention. And if they are, you just acknowledge them. Be very gentle when you find the tender spots. Maybe breathe a very gentle breath into any areas that are tender. So again, with little walking fingers, grape-like fingers, cross back to the midline where the stomach then enters into the small intestine, where that food is now complete liquid. That's what we want in good digestion. We want that acid to have broken down our food into such small particles of liquid that we can absorb our nutrients and vitamins and minerals in the small intestine. So you walk the hands to the left, the fingers, to the middle again, to the right. Just imagining this big coiling organ of the small intestine back and forth. to the left, to the middle, to the right, to the middle, until you get somewhere just beneath the belly button. And then you walk the fingers about an inch and a half down from the belly button, and then you walk to the right. And then somewhere in there, again, gentle fingers, is where the large intestine starts. This is an area that can sometimes be quite tender and tight. Often people think it's the hip flexor, but it's actually this ileocecal valve that goes from the small to the large intestine that is tight or not working properly. So you want to be very careful and very soft and gentle here. And then you walk the hands up, the ascending colon up to where you feel some of your ribs, and then you walk across with the transverse colon, and then down the descending colon, and then at around the belly button level, you're going to walk the fingers diagonally towards the pubic bone, between the belly button and the pubic bone, and then down as if to imagine the holding tank of the rectum, and then finally out of the anus. It's the very end point. And then just rest. Just rest. Rest again with your hands, feeling the belly and tuning into the organs. You see, our organs are always with us, and yet we're always paying attention to maybe our muscles or our posture, you know, our abdominal muscles or back muscles. We've been working with the kidneys a little bit and other parts, but these organs are always there. So appreciate them for just that, that they are a very important part of our body, a very important instrument that we could not live without. Appreciate them. Even if they cause you a little bit of grief, which so many people have digestive troubles, appreciate them. Give them a bit of thanks that they're doing the best they can right now, and that you're giving them some really lovely TLC calming. Now, the reason I stress this lightness of the fingers is because, as well as not having the pinkies and the thumbs erect and active, is that's going to stimulate a bit of your sympathetic nervous system. It's going to cause a little more activation in your muscular system, your skeletal muscular system. And we want that system to be pretty chill, pretty relaxed, because we want this parasympathetic, the slower rest digest system, that's often what it's dubbed as, the rest digest system, to be a little more tuned up right now. So let's walk one more time through this flow. And it really, in many ways, we want to think of it as a flow. And if your flow has been maybe too slow, that could lead to constipation. If it's been too fast, if the digestion isn't taking the water out in the way that it should, we might get more diarrhea, might be too quick. So everyone's going to have a different need. It doesn't mean that you go fast or slower with the hands. It means that your intention is that to which you need. And of course, diet does play a role into this, but we're not getting into that element with this lesson. All right, so bring the hands back up to the mouth. And again, with soft, grape-like fingers, very soft, feeling the mouth, the lips, even noticing your tongue, your breath. Have your breath be easy, jaw-free. Jaw free. Walk the fingers down the front, feeling, imagining that esophagus, down the chest bone, imagining underneath your esophagus to the very lower part of the chest bone where it goes soft, walking the fingers to the left into the stomach, saying hello to that important organ, walking around, just going for a little excursion, soft fingers, and then walking back to the middle, imagining where and how we would drip this digested, pulverized food from the stomach into the small intestine, walking the fingers through, zigzagging back to the left, to the middle, to the right, being aware of any sore or tender spots as you do this. Just being curious, down past the belly button, and then about an inch and a half below the belly button, and then walk an inch and a half to the right is where the small intestine enters into that large intestine. It loops up into the ascending colon, across the transverse colon, down the descending colon, and then at around the belly button level, it's going to take a diagonal. You're going to walk across towards the pubic bone, not to the pubic bone, but just above it. And then there is where your rectum is, where the final products of digestion end up. And then, of course, if you walk further down towards the anus, and then that would be the end. So now in your own time, just walk the fingers down one last time. Mouth, food tube, stomach. Feeling soft fingers, small intestine, below the belly button, large intestine, up, across, and down, and then diagonal towards the rectum, and then out. And then let that rest. Let your attention just be quiet for a while. Let your mind just feel the floor. Let yourself feel the floor. Feel the contact. Notice your breathing. Notice your awareness of your digestive system, of your gut. Has there been any talking or gurgling or little sounds coming from this area? Again, it depends on what kind of food. If you've just eaten, if you have to eat. We'll all be in a different place when we do this. And you'll be in a different place if you were to do this again and again. It's always different. Feel the quality of your body resting against the floor. See what the pressure points are like. And then if your feet have not been standing, if they've been resting long on the ground, stand them up. So you're going to bend your feet, stand them up. And just start to roll the pelvis up and down so that you feel the sacrum and the lower back press into the floor and then arch away. So it's this up and down pelvic tilting, but I like to call it pelvic rolling. Up and down. Up and down. And feel how this might transmit into your spine, because it is moving your lower back. So feel this into your ribs, into your head. But now feel the digestive system. Imagine and sense into the mouth, the food tube, the stomach, the intestines, all of it, and how it's being taken with this movement of your pelvis, and that it too moves, that it too can be rocked and rolled up and down in a gentle way. And as you do this, just explore parts of your abdomen with your fingers gently. So you're sort of doing two things at once here. You're supporting your feet on the ground. So the feet are standing, your knees are bent. You're tilting the pelvis and rolling it up and down, letting this movement reverberate through your spine and into your head. And just feeling and touching into the gut, the digestion. Smile at it. Give it a little bit of love and a little bit of attention. Let it know that you're aware of it as you do this movement of the body. Easy, light, have the jaw be free, ensure your throat is relaxed. All right, so let that go, leave that be, come up to stand. So as you are standing on your feet right now, just sense the ease of standing and tune into, again, if you want to, and I'll encourage it with your fingers, tracing just gently into the gut, into this very important body system, and just have the awareness and intention that it exists, that it's there. Say hello to it. And then walk around a little bit in the space that you're in. Walk around and just walk and be in awareness of this part of your body that is rarely thought of, unless, of course, it's in pain or giving you discomfort. Of course, right now, I don't know what it feels like for you, but for where you are right now, just tune into this part of yourself and acknowledge it as you walk a little bit and move. And what I'll encourage is that you do repeat this, but you'll find quickly it's a simple system that you can repeat this and review it at night when you're going to sleep, first thing in the morning, to just gently stimulate and feel into this area. It's a great way to rest in the middle of the day, even for 5 minutes, and just tune into this part of your, really part of your brain, part of your gut sense, your viscera. And just walk a little bit more and have a good rest of your day.